Okay, so again, we all know, of course, that this weekend people are starting early with celebrating the 4th of July. And we celebrate because we know it's, we're celebrating it because it's our independence. It's the nation's independence for freedom, right? We celebrate family, friends, fireworks, and freedom. I want to read something to you, and you'll say, well, what's this got to do with what you're talking about? Just bear with me. It says, celebrating God should not be a give and take practice with God, but it should be done unconditionally. And you say, well, what's that got to do with 4th of July? Like I said, just bear with me. What this verse or what this sentence is saying is that we need to praise and worship Him not only in the good times, but we need to praise and worship Him when we're going through our valleys. A good example of that is out of Acts chapter 16, where Paul and Silas are praising God while they're in prison. But remember I said when I first opened that, what is praise? What is worship? It's celebrating. It's celebrating God and our relationship with Him. And that's what exactly Paul and Silas were doing when they were in prison. And they're probably one of their lowest valleys in their lives. They were in prison. And yet, what were they doing? Celebrating. They were praising and they were worshiping God. So let's look at another scenario. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 14 to 22. And it talks about how David and all the house of Israel were bringing in the ark into the city of David. And what were they doing? They were shouting and dancing. And they were having trumpets blown. They were excited. They were, what were they doing? They were celebrating. They were celebrating the Ark of the Covenant. These two scenarios let us realize that we can praise God in our valleys. We can praise God in our mountaintops. So today, as we celebrate, there are different occasions that we celebrate. So, with that, I think everybody can see this, right? So we're going to start with this one. And yes, you get to take something home with you, like the kids. So we like to party. You know, we celebrate birthday parties. Right? We celebrate birthday parties. And brought extras. Then we also celebrate weddings, don't we? We celebrate weddings. We celebrate graduations. We celebrate new job positions or promotions. And of course, we celebrate the 4th of July. We celebrate Christmas. Okay. What are some of the other things that we celebrate? How about housewarmings? Which reminds me, this fall I will be doing a housewarming. My house is getting to where I'd like to have all of you come and join me for a housewarming, probably around fall. But the thing is this, we all, you know, Kay had a surprise birthday party. Didn't know it. Of course, that's why they call it a surprise birthday party. But there's anniversaries. We had a 135-year anniversary here this last year, and it was awesome. And I don't know about you guys, but Father's Day, I was up here celebrating because the year before, and Mary pointed it out, how many did we have? A handful, three or four guys? This year, we had them from that end of the thing all the way down to here. Amen. Guys, amen? So glad that the Lord was such a blessing. So we also need to celebrate. We also need to celebrate our faith in God. That's why I wore this today. Faith comes first, then family, and then freedom. Amen? Amen. So, God Himself delights in celebration. It says in Exodus chapter 12, verse 14, God gave instructions to the people of Israel to celebrate His honor and because of the great things that he had done for them. A good example of that is when Miriam, in Exodus chapter 15, Aaron's sister, decided because they now had went through the Red Sea on the other side, she got out her tambourine, and the other ladies got out their tambourines, and they all danced and sang and celebrated. Why? What were they singing? They were celebrating and they were singing. The Lord God triumphantly chased the enemy into the horse and rider into the sea. And that's what they were singing. That's what they were celebrating. So, celebrating God should be an expression. It should be an expression of our appreciation of what God does for us on a daily basis, 24/7, 365 days a year. We need to celebrate. Celebration is what? Just like the 4th of July, we celebrate, we express ourselves. We express ourselves by celebrating. How about when Jesus came in to Jerusalem on the donkey? What did they do? They celebrated. They used the palms. They laid their coats down as a path for him. It was a celebration. Even though Jesus knew where he was going and what he was going to do and what was going to happen to him, Amen. He still celebrated. And that's what we need to do. We know there's times in our lives that are going to be tough. Kelly and Charlie are going through so much right now. But yet they're celebrating. They're celebrating God's faithfulness to them. Amen. In John 14:6, it says that as children, as we celebrate, because we are a child of the Most High God, we are, it's not who we are, it's whose we are. That in itself would be enough for us to celebrate. Because we can celebrate the fact that we can call him Abba Father. He's not just Father God. He is our Abba Father. Abba in Hebrew means daddy. That means like a nickname. Like my friend here, Melinda, I call her Bestie. She calls me Bestie. That's our nickname for each other. That's our way of expressing how we care for each other. I don't call Mary Mary most of the time. Hey, Mary. I usually call her Mary. You know, and I hope you don't mind that. I never did ask her.
I've been called that all my life.
Huh?
I've been called that all my life.
Okay, so good. And I've just grown to love so many of you so much that I just thank the Lord for you. I just thank the Lord for all of you. But can you imagine that the kind of love that I have for you doesn't even compare to the love that God has for us?
Come on.
That, again, is another reason that we should celebrate. Celebrate. And when I saw this, I've read Psalms, I've told you, it's one of my favorite books in the Bible. But listen to this, Psalms chapter 145. Here's highlights from this chapter on celebration. Listen to this. Because of his abundant goodness, we should celebrate. He is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. He is good, he is trustworthy and faithful. He lifts us up, he gives us food. He satisfies the desires of our heart. He watches over us. He fights all our battles for us. We need to celebrate God every single day, every moment of our lives. We need to celebrate God for the lessons that we have learned, even though they're tough lessons. He got us on the other side of it. He got us on the other side of that battle. And we've overcome.
Yes.
That's another reason to celebrate. We celebrate God for all of our blessings, the favor that he pours out upon us. I love this one. Our drive, our passion, our spirit, our desires. He puts that in us. We can't take credit for that.
Right.
If we've accomplished our goals in life, those goals are accomplished because God made the opportunities available to us. But not only that, he gave us the drive, the motivation, the desire in our heart in the first place. How about we need to celebrate God for courage to fight through the hard times? How about for people in our lives? For people in our lives we celebrate that God has brought into our lives. The food on our table, the air in our lungs, the healing in our bodies, for creating opportunities to take our lives to the next level of faith. We need to celebrate God for our mental, our spiritual, and emotional survival. Our spiritual and emotional and mental growth. We need to celebrate God for our health because, as we talked about last week, there are people that are wheelchair-bound or bedridden. And I talked about it with the kids in kids' church about complaining in kids' club, that we need to double-check and say, well, I thought I had it rough, but look at this person. They have to be spoon-fed. They have to, you know, everyone has to take care of them. We need to sit back and realize that we can celebrate, that we can walk around, that we can come here freely, come and go as we want. That's another reason to celebrate. There are unlimited things to celebrate God for, and if we have no reason to celebrate God, that's when we need to go into our prayer closet. That's when we need to find that quiet place and double check, do a self-check, self-evaluation on yourself. And then start saying, put a list here of the things that God has done for you and a list of the things that you're going through. And you can bet that the things that God's done will outweigh, by all means, those things that you're going through.
Yeah.
How do we celebrate God in a way that best honors and glorifies him? Here's a good example. There was this queen who celebrates her husband in public. She called him all sorts of honorable names and praised him in their mother's language. Wow. And she ended it by saying, I celebrate you, my love, my king. So if a queen can praise a king like this, how much more should us as ordinary people be praising and honoring our Creator, our Abba Father, our God? Let us decide today to praise, to celebrate God even more, because he is the God that makes the heavens and the earth. He is the Alpha, the Omega. He is the beginning. He is the end. God, he is the God of all flesh. The God that has been before the foundations of the world, before time itself. He is the Ancient of Days, the God that can make impossible things possible. The God that made heaven his throne and the earth his footstool. For he's the everlasting King. He is the eternal Rock of Ages. He is the great provider. He is the great healer. He is the great deliverer. He is the mighty man of valor. He is the one who loves and cares for us. He is the one who is faithful. The God who is a 24/7 God. The God who knows no end. Unstoppable God. Indescribable God. Unbeatable God. I love this one. The unchangeable changer. Wow. Unchangeable changer. That means that when we go to him, we know that it's not going to change. Oh, let's change the rules. No, God doesn't change the rules. He doesn't change the rules. How about this one? The God of wonders, the God of miracles, the God who has no rival that can come against him, a God that has no equal, the Almighty God, worthy of celebrating and praising and worshiping. Now, I had talked about this Trent tribe from Lighthouse Ministries, and I want to share something that he pointed out in one of his daily devotionals. He says one Sunday, they have this little thing that they do during service, He was sitting in the back pew, and what this is they celebrate recovery, they call it. And what it is people that are going through a journey in their life. One particular Sunday out of the month, they come up and they go to the altar, and it's a milestone. So he talks about this one particular Sunday where one person comes up, and he had just went through, you know, whatever he was, you know, whether he was drinking, drugs, whatever it was that he was dealing with, he had one whole day where he successfully managed to succeed with God's help. He had went up and said, today is the first day of my journey, but I did it. With God's help, I did it. And then another person came up, and it was 6 months for them that they had overcome whatever challenge was against them or coming against them. And another one came up, and it was 19 years that he was celebrating. And he goes on to say, God is so good. But listen to this. Because we're all on different parts of our journey. Every one of us, our journey, Tim might be here, and Jerry might be here on his journey. Or, you know, Glenn might be here. But every one of us, we're on the same path together. But our journeys, we're at different locations in our journey. Every one of us are in different locations in our journey. The great thing is he says that none of us are better than the other. We're just in different locations. He goes on to say, I got to thinking that what a lot of us as believers are really missing in life is celebration. Celebrating life. Celebrating our relationship with Christ Jesus. So he says a few days after this happened, he received this package in the mail. And as he was sharing about this package, he talks about Philippians 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say again, rejoice. But another version of that, Mary, she was telling me this morning how she loves the Message Bible and how she gets so much more out of it than some of the other translations. So here, I'm going to repeat that one again. That might have been out of the NIV. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Now, maybe this one, Mary, was out of the Message, this other interpretation of it. It says, celebrate God every day, all day. Now, that says it in such a way that we definitely understand there should be no misunderstandings of what that's saying. We need to celebrate God every single day. But he goes on to say, I mean, revel in him. R-E-V-E-L. Revel in him. Well, revel means to take complete, intense pleasure in my time with God. Okay? So there's more to this celebrating than meets the eye. It's not just going through the motions. It comes from here. It starts from here. God knows. So you might as well, you can't fake it. You can't make it if you're going to fake it. Thank you, Lord. So, the thing he wants us to understand that is when we go on this path, we're all in that same path. We're all together in this path. While we're on this path, we need to celebrate each other's victories. We need to celebrate those that have victories. And when those that stumble, but they get back up, that's a victory. That's a time to celebrate. And yet when they do fall, and they do not want to get back up, some of us that are in front in that path, maybe we need to turn around and come back and help that person up and say, have been where you're at. I've been here.
Come on.
I need to show you the way. Or the person behind them. Now, watch this. Here's Glenn, and here's Jerry. Glenn sees Jerry fall, going through a valley. Glenn moves up, and he helps him. Does Glenn go back? Absolutely not. Why? Because he's celebrating lifting up Jerry and helping Jerry on his path, on his journey, encouraging him. And when he did that, he's been moved up now. He's moved up on his path.
Come on.
He's going on his journey. He's moved up. And that's what we need to do. We need to celebrate. Even when they fall, we need to celebrate. We need to celebrate. Guess what? What I just explained to you right now is called church. What we do on this path together is called church. We feel like church has an obligation to create an atmosphere of celebration. Church isn't just these four walls. Church is that path that we're on. And when we take that commitment to celebrate life with those who need encouragement, guiding, encouragement, we're celebrating God. We're celebrating them. And when we do that, that shows God's love. That shows that we care about that person. Now, as I said earlier, Trent Tribe received a letter from this lady because she listens to his daily devotionals every single day and how much it encourages her. And he receives a package in the mail with this letter, and what it is what I brought with you for you today. They're called celebration bars. And that's what she sent him, a big box of celebration bars. Today, I want you to take one of these home. You can eat it if you want. It's Rice Krispie squares. It's got red, white, and blue on it. But I would like you to take one of these home with you today. We serve a God that can't be contained to just this world alone. God can choose to use and show up even in the smallest of packages. That little box of celebration bars meant so much to Trent. And it wasn't that it was food and it was a treat. It was the fact that the woman took the time to write a card, send a picture of herself, and encourage him and tell him how much his ministry had made a difference in her life. And it was her way of expressing her appreciation for what he had done for her, maybe in a valley that she was going through. God is not in a box. God can reach out in the smallest of ways and make a difference. Amen? So, I want to share one more story. It's about this young lady whose friend, Sharon, had passed away. And then a year later, this young lady's friend, Dave, his daughter passed away a year later. Her name was Melissa. So both of these girls were killed in car accidents. Very unexpected. One night, this young lady had a dream about Sharon, her friend, and about Dave's daughter, Melissa. She had a dream about the two of them. They were in this dream, and these two girls were giggling and talking as they hung streamers in a large banquet hall, and they kind of ignored this young lady as she entered the room. She says, they ignored me as I stepped into the room. And as she steps in the room, she sees this long table with white tablecloths that had been set with garden plates and goblets. She asked if she could help put up the decorations, but they didn't seem to hear her and kept working. But then Sharon said, "This party is for Melissa's wedding reception." Of course, the young lady who's having the dream, she says in the dream to them, "Who's the groom?" Again, neither one, Melissa or Sharon, did not respond to her question. They looked at each other knowingly and smiled. Finally, she said, "It dawned on me. The groom is Jesus." She says, "I woke up from my dream and I heard myself whisper, 'Jesus is the groom.'" She says, "My dream brings to mind the joyful celebration we as believers in Christ Jesus will share when he returns." In Revelation 19:9, it says, "A lavish feast called the wedding supper of the Lamb." In John chapter 1, verse 29, it says, "John the Baptist, who prepared people for the first coming of Christ, had called him the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." He was also, John also referred to Jesus as the bridegroom. On that banqueting day, church, you, I'm talking to you, church, on that banqueting day, all of eternity and all through eternity, we will all be celebrating, we all will be rejoicing in an unbroken, that fellowship, that time, that praise and worship, that celebrating will never, ever stop. It will always, always, always be a time for us to fellowship, to praise, to worship our Abba Father. Amen.